Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, today is Friday, and we're going to just go on and get this Friday started right here on the LaLisa Williams Show. That's a mouthful, right, LaLisa Williams? We are very thankful and honored that you could be with us if you're joining us via the Internet or if you're listening through some RSS feed. Maybe you're listening via your iPad or your iPhone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Normally, we don't come on Fridays at 7 a.m., but we were trying to accommodate a couple of other people, and we may have a guest calling in, but you know what? It is Friday. Now, we have a huge, huge, huge weekend ahead of us. Today, actually, we have a conference seminar going on at Metropolitan Baptist Church in Newark, New Jersey, for anyone that is part of any type of reentry program. You can come, or even if you're not part of a program, but if you are a reentry candidate, you can come to a career conference that's taking place at Metropolitan Baptist Church on Springfield Avenue in Newark, New Jersey, right where Springfield Avenue and South Orange Avenue meet. And most people from Newark or in that area know where the two streets meet. Well, that's where the church is. Right there is going to be a conference today, later on today, from 1 to 5, where we're going to talk about jobs, the job situation, how to be ready for the job, what to say when you get on the job, how to interview. We're going to talk today about getting the job, and then we'll do some follow-up interviews on what to do to keep the job. Also, we have an attorney will be on hand to talk about expungements and what you need to do if you have any questions about expungements or if you desire to get an expungement, expunging your criminal records. The other thing is that, and then there will be a dress for success. I will do a dress for success, what to wear on the interview. So these are some important things that if you haven't had this information, you really need to know this information. So the job market today has changed some, but there are some things that have remained the same. And that's what we're going to talk about, the differences. Now, the other thing that you need to know is that, and then there comes Saturday, the first annual Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. We will be in the District 1199 J building downtown Newark, right next door to Gateway, to the Gateway building, one of the Gateway buildings, and just a block and a half away from Newark Penn Station. So if you take the bus or the train, if you're coming from New York, we're going to be there to empower you. You'll be able to network with other small business owners, learn from them. If you are a small business owner, then you are a leader in your home and in your community, in the world. And we have some phenomenal leaders who are going to come and speak to us and let us know what it takes to be a leader. What does it really take? I mean, a lot of people do think they know, but at the end of the day, we still see that, especially with women, we are still not in the numbers that we should be in terms of on the boards, sitting on boards, or the head of companies, the big corporations. Yes, so we're starting our small businesses, absolutely. But we want to impact small business owners, because every big business owner started out a small business owner, and it took some real leadership skills coupled with entrepreneurship to get to that level. But there are also big corporations out there where we need more women leaders heading those companies up. And when women do get promoted, what resources do they have to rely on to support them in their new role? You know, men, they get together and they feel empowered and they think that they're the smartest thing going. And when they have a lot of confidence in their leadership roles, they have their all-boys networks. They have their golf clubs and golf games to go to and the clubhouse to hang out in. And but what about us women? Where do we go? What do we have? You know, do we just hate on each other? Do we hate on another woman that's CEO? No. We must embrace the woman CEO. So we're starting a women leadership and a woman CEO organization where we want to bring in empowered speakers of women who have already achieved and reached these types of achievements, and they can come back and share with others how they did it. So powerful speakers. You can register for just $30. You can register for this event. We want everyone to come out that can come out. The $30 will get you in the door. You get food. You're going to be a part of our door prizes. We have some wonderful door prizes to give away. And if you come and you don't have, let's say you only have $20, we'll still let you in, but you may not get, you know, the food. It's the lunch. But, you know, so just come and you can still hear the very, very powerful speakers. And I mean, they are powerful. We have Dr. Gwendolyn Goseby Grant, one of our special guest speakers coming all the way from Virginia Beach, Virginia, Miss Francine Humphrey. She is, you know, powerful all by herself. This woman is dynamic. She's putting together an event in Virginia Beach in September. It's going to be phenomenal. And she also does a women's leadership conference. She's the head of a women's leadership organization called issues concerning women. She's on it, I'm telling you, y'all, she's on it. We have Miss Beverly Carter, and we have Miss Nicole Upton coming from Texas. We have, who was already in town, she came in, I believe, 2 days ago. We have Miss Lois Green, who is Vice President at the Newark Beth Israel Hospital, one of the VPs there. She's an awesome, awesome woman. She's going to be there. She's powerful. She's dynamic. And she holds down that title as VP at a hospital. I'm telling you, Newark, New Jersey, Beth Israel. She is absolutely no slouch. We were so glad to get her. I'm telling you, y'all want to be at this event. And who else do we have? We have Miss Audrey Bell Kearney, a businesswoman, very, very, very successful woman. She's made $1 million. She's out there. She can tell you how to do it. We have Miss Pam Knight coming up from Maryland. She, oh man, she says the new smart is the new rich. And I mean, she's going to lay it down. Love it, love it, love it. Then we have, and she talks about getting government contracts. We have Capital One Bank. They will be there. Oh, my goodness. We just have so much going on. Awesome, 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 awesome vendors, authors, those that sell jewelry. We have phenomenal, phenomenal vendors who are going to be at this event. We have Miss Marianne Kotchett. You know, this lady knows a lot of people, college professor, professional developer. She's a professional life coach. She's a certified professional coach. I mean, it's going down, down, down. Some of the most powerful vendors you can even imagine, you're going to meet them there. What else do we have? Oh, my God. We have Liz Black of WBLS and WLIB. She is going to be there as well. It's just so much going on. I mean, I don't know how we got all of this onto one program. And we should it's really going to be off the chain. So we definitely want you to, you know, I know it's just one day away, but you still have time. It is not too late to get your ticket. You can go online. We have the website, Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs. You can go there and you could get it. And we're just happy. You know, we're just happy. We're excited. And, you know, I tell you, if it wasn't for all that's going to be doing and all that's going to be happening, I just want you to be there. I want you to be there. You know, help us make this event a success, because when we do, you can't even imagine what's coming next. You know, we have some people, you know, looking at this event and watching to see that it is going to be a success, but we will not be a success without you. So we want you there. We need you there. And when you come, you know, come with an attitude of, you know, I'm going to be the next big success, okay? I wish we had, you know, my friend Versie Walker, I wished he could be there, you know, but I understand that everybody can't be everywhere, but, you know, try your best to be there. I tell you, I'm going to be there. My partner, Angela Beth Williams, will be there. It is just going to be utterly, utterly amazing. So please, 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 if you get a chance, come out. Don't wait. Be there. I'm telling you, I can't wait. literally, I cannot wait. You know, it's just so amazing how, you know, things just kind of turn around for you. Before you know it, you're doing this, you're doing that, and then all you can say, okay, well, I tell you what, we are just looking forward to you coming, and now what I want to do is I want to play a little music because I love this song, and this is Joyful Friday.
Thank you.
Well, those are the sounds of the Friends of Distinction. And I mean, they were doing it. You should see the bell bottoms, the halter tops. I mean, those were some good old days. But you know what? These are the good old days for some people. And they'll say that 20 years from now. And I'm telling you, we are trying to do our level best in bringing forth programs that are going to help you grow. I am committed, dedicated, and on fire to make it happen. I mean, when Pam Knight storms across that platform and begins to teach from her new program, Smart is the New Rich, and she talks about how you want to stop being broke, busted, and disgusted, she says, simple, stop hanging around broke, busted, disgusted people. You know, it does make sense. You know, like we said before on the show, most motivational speakers know that, and all successful people know that success leaves clues. So if you want to get a clue about how to be successful, how to be wealthy, how to be healthy, you want to hang around with those kind of people because you're going to get a clue here and there. You know, sometimes we talk to people and they say, I don't have a clue. All right, let me see who you're hanging with. And you show me your, you know, I tell the youth, but it probably goes as well for adults too. You're going to be as successful as your five closest friends. And, you know, that's true when we even think back to the Olympics. You know, when the American gymnastics, when they won, it was five of them, the Fabulous Five. And so you could say that for a time period, they've been the closest friends. And so, in other words, it's just an example of how you're each pushing each other. You're not tearing each other down. You know, each pushing each other forward and upward, not tearing each other down. And people might say, well, my friends don't tear me down. Maybe not, but when you're around people that's woe is me all the time, that's a tearing down, so to speak. It's more emotional. It's not so physical. Maybe they're not verbal words, but it's like a nonverbal. It's more of a subconscious move. If you're around people that are always complain about everything, you never have anything good to say, you never have anything good to going on, you know, that's one thing. I try my best to have somewhere positive to go and something positive to do. That's been my mission since 1987, when I left Miami, Florida. I said, when I left that jail cell, when I left that negative life, I had made up in my mind that I was only going to do the positive. That was the turn that I made. That was the talk that was going on inside my head. So if something came my way that was negative, I just said no. You know, like people tell their children about cigarettes and alcohol and drugs and sex. Just say no. But in something positive, I do the opposite. I just say yes. I don't always even think about, well, who's involved? What does it take? Where is it at? What's it going to be? What will I see? You know, I don't do all of that either. I simply, you know, look at the basics. Is it positive? Is it positive people? I just say yes. And then I always end up with something good coming from it, whether I meet one person or whether I learn one thing, or whether I get to interact in one thing that's different than something I've ever done before. Because I'm also a believer that if you want something that you never had before, you must do something that you've never done before. And some people believe that if you always do what you've always done, you'll always have what you have right now. So I'm going to go and I'm going to see some. First of all, if I go somewhere, that right there is doing something different, you know. So Saturday, for some of you, I want you to do something that you've probably never gone. Now, you may say, yes, but if it wasn't $30, I would go. I don't have $30 in my budget right now. In that case, if I was you, you know, if that's your situation, you really, like, you just don't have it. You haven't had a $30, you know, in 6 months. I certainly understand because I've been there. There's been times I didn't have a dime and I wanted to go to something and I couldn't afford to get in. So for that individual, what I'm going to say is come anyway. Inbox me on Facebook. Let me know, you know, first of all, you know, if you really felt that it was something there for you, it's going to be a great move for you, then you can't be ashamed. You can't say, well, I don't want to ask anybody for anything. Well, maybe that's how you were raised. I can certainly understand that. Maybe that's your belief system. I can understand that. But belief systems and the way we were raised are subject to change. They can change. You don't have to hold on them until you leave this earth. You can change them when you are ready. And, you know, I've done it. I've had to do it many, many, many times. And sometimes what that is, you know, God giving you a blessing. So what I'm saying is that if you are somebody that really needs it, maybe, you know, you just come, you know, just come. You know, I'm sure that God is going to provide enough paying people that we'll still be able, you know, this is not an event where we're making money. But when you see the facility, you know that those type of places are not free. No one donated us the facility. You know, nobody said, hey, you can use this place for free. Absolutely not. If that was the case, we probably, you know, it would probably cost $10 to get in, you know. But maybe, hopefully, we're hoping that next year that happens, right? You have certain types of backings coming from these big corporations. I mean, it's coming. Don't get me wrong. It's just not there yet. So this is a, you know, step up for us, and we want to pack the house out. So absolutely, if you are listening to this broadcast and for some reason you wanted to go but you just don't have it, you just, you know, you'll be doing good if you can get a ride there or bus fare or you know, whatever. Then contact me, even if you don't inbox me. If you show up there, that's fine too. And just, you know, say, I heard your Friday broadcast, and because I'll be at the door. So I will be at the door, so you don't have to worry about trying to find me. And but you got to get there early because I'm not going to be at the door all day, but I'll be at the door up until at least 10 o'clock. So you have to get there before 10. But then my other partner, she'll be at the door. But while I'm at the door and you show up, you know, make it known that, you know, I listened to your show on Friday and I was really moved and led to come based on who you said were going to be the speakers, based on what, you know, we got the SBA there. We got Rising Tide Capital there. Rising Tide Capital is putting people at no charge into a entrepreneurial training program, but you have to be accepted into the program. I don't know what the dynamics are of being accepted, but I know a couple of young ladies that do not have a job, full-time job, that got accepted into the program. So I feel comfortable in saying that you can get in if you can't afford to pay. It's an awesome program. As you know, the SBA has many, many programs. The SBA is a federal government program that they get paid to help you start a business, grow your business, run your business. That's what they get paid to do. It's their job to help you. That's what that's our tax dollars, your tax dollars went into that system. So they will be there, and they have to come out. Well, we have vendors. We have authors who have written books to empower you. Myself, I will be there with my books. Dr. Goldsby Grant will be there with a few of her books. And tell your friend, bring somebody with you. It's going to be awesome. So I won't talk to you anymore until Monday. So Monday on this show, we will have some highlights from the conference. And I'm just excited. We have many, many giveaways, many specials, people offering stuff to the attendees of the first annual Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo in the city of Newark, New Jersey, never done before at this level in the city of Newark. There's been many women's empowerment and leadership conferences everywhere else, but not Newark. So we're doing something new, and we wanted to spread. We wanted to grow and develop. You know, I'm a strong believer. I'm from the inner city. I grew up in the projects, not in New Jersey, but in Ohio. And I guess, you know, God already knew way back when that I would be one of those persons that I want to do successful things right amongst our people that need it the most. You know, we're not going to worry about, you know, our car being jacked and all that. So we're not, but we don't have, we should worry about that, no doubt. But you won't have to worry about that in this case. There's free parking in the Edison parking lot, which is right across the street from the building. The building itself does have limited parking, but it's all first come, first serve. Obviously, all the vendors will get there first, you know, because they got to get there and set up their tables. But the parking is right across the street. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal situation. And if you, for nothing else, just come and check it out. Just be a part. You know, sometimes it's great to get in on the ground floor of something new, something big. Come and watch others. You may learn something. You may want to duplicate this in your town, in your city. You may want to get all your business owners together in your town where you live and have a similar type of event. Get the vendors out. Get the people out, you know. Businesses can't survive without the people, and people can't survive without businesses, okay? So they go hand in hand. We need each other. So that's all we have for today. I look forward to seeing you at any of the events. Hit me up on Facebook. Go to my website.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment
connect some type
of the
way
Coach Lalisa Show.
We can make this
thing
happen.
We hope you learned something.
We love you.
Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.